At Humana, our Medicare Advantage plans give you coverage and care you can count on, along with guided support to help you feel your best. You could have a plan with a $0 premium or an all-in-one plan that may include medical and prescription coverage, as well as routine dental, vision, and hearing. Learn more at GetHumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
Your Honor, I'd like to present to the ladies and gentlemen of the jury with Exhibit B, a bag of Sweet Tango apples.
Boy, these apples are delicious.
And zesty? And sweet.
Best I ever tasted.
Your Honor, I object.
Overruled. Court dismissed. We need to recess to the grocery store for some Sweet Tango apples.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at SweetTango.com.
I'm your host, Braden. You know the drill. You got a story. You've seen some stuff. You know, I want to hear about it. You can call 1-833-703-0424. Thanks to all of the lovely people who have supported the show. We have officially upgraded the lines. We are now premium call hippos. We got that call waiting. We got all that jazz. But you know, we always have to make sure the lines are working at the start of the show. So who wants to be that first caller? 1-833-703-0424. Give me a call. I want to hear your story. You got an alien sighting, UFO sighting, something creepy happened to you. Let's hear it. Let me know. Chat. Someone call the lines. Let's make sure they're working. I did a tester. I think they're working. Oh, yeah. They're working. Let's go. Where's that first call of the night? I know we had a couple people in the chat last week that didn't get to make the call. I was having some extra rough tech difficulties, something to do with Restream and this stuff connecting to OBS. But anyways, we got a call on the line. Let's go right to the call. Cosmic Channels, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello,
can you hear me? Hello? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello.
I don't know why this person can't hear me. Check. Can you hear me? Let's try this again. Call right back. I got it fixed now. Sorry, I had the settings all fucked up. There we go. Now it's working. My bad. Welcome to Cosmic Channels. I'm Braden, your host. If you got a story to tell, 1-833-703-0424. Sorry, whoever just called. I had to hang up on you to change the settings. They should be working now. I can see they're working. You know, it's this is fifth episode. We're ironing out the kinks. We want to get you on here. So call right back. 1-833-703-0424. There he is. Welcome to Cosmic Channels. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Bloodworthy from Atlanta.
Woo! How's it going?
It's good, man. It's good. So,
what do you got for us?
Strange stuff happening in the house. And last night, I decided to try a sort of water witching technique with the dowsing rods.
Yeah.
Got some answers, got some conversation for probably about like 45 minutes.
So what does that involve for the layman?
So the dowsing rods are like they can be sticks or pieces of metal or anything with like a smooth right angle to it that you can hold in each hand. And, you know, they interact with the energy and the air and the earth and everything else. And you can use these for, apparently you can use them for communication to the other side.
Interesting. So what is that? What does that look like? Because I've seen them like old school plumbers and stuff use that to find like water under the ground. But like, how does it work with connecting to the other side?
So it, I guess, I mean, I don't know. I did it kind of on a whim just to see what would happen. And, you know, I was holding them and asked, like, Spirit, are you there? And after a couple minutes of me just holding them with nothing, talking to my wife, they started moving. And I said, okay, let's establish yes and no. So yes is crossed, no is away. And started asking questions, and sometimes they'd move quick and hard, and sometimes they'd move slow and out and in, and it was wild.
Interesting. Now, so it's basically just like an ask, and how would you communicate with them? Move the stick twice for yes?
So what I did was sticks and try to keep my hands steady and would ask a question and just let the sticks move. And so if the sticks crossed in an X,
okay,
then that meant the answer was yes. If they went away, that was no.
So what kind of things did you ask?
I asked if what was in the house was whatever has been with me for my whole life. If it was dangerous, if it was nice, if it was from the realm of whoever I was speaking to was, or if it was from somewhere else. I was really just shocked and flabbergasted that something was happening, and tried to keep the question simple to yes and no answers.
Now, anything shocking from that when you ask me, like, what, when you say good or bad kind of thing, like, what did it give you?
One thing that, I mean, I had goosebumps the whole time, but one thing that was a little confusing, I guess, was I asked if the sounds we've been hearing in the house were a joke, because they feel kind of jokey. And the sticks went pretty fast and uncrossed to no. You know, and I took that to mean like, no, this is not a joke.
Well,
so then it's like, okay, this is serious.
Yeah, I wonder if it's one of those things where it's like, it's not a joke in the sense that this is real, and maybe it's not like maybe the question was confused, or it's like, you know, because
maybe
it's interesting. It's interesting. Yeah, it's, so what did you use? Did you use two sticks?
I used two like eighth inch steel wire that I cut, straightened out, and bent.
Interesting. Have you?
I'll send you a picture.
Yeah, perfect. Have you done it ever again since, or just the one time?
Just the one time. This was last night that I did this.
Oh, right on. So just recent.
Yeah.
So now was it shocking enough that this is something you want to dabble in? You want to kind of experiment further, or you're like maybe a little further from home? You want to?
I do want to experiment further. I want to ask it some questions that I've got about the other side, and I want to be as respectful and as genuine, you know, as I can be. And I want to ask it some questions, you know, some kind of broad, I don't know. I'm going to try and have fun with it, but also stay very careful, very, you know, genuine, and we'll see where it goes.
Yeah. I mean, that's, it's really interesting that, you know, you kind of hit that and then you get some activity from it. There's nothing more exciting than that. I remember I bought like a ghost recorder, and we went ghost hunting, and I recorded like a static sound, and it was fascinating because it was in the middle of something when there shouldn't have been static noise. It was interesting enough to pique my like curiosity in it. But yeah, that's mm-hmm. fascinating. You're going to have to call and give us updates how it goes.
I will. Absolutely, man.
So before you go, what are your thoughts? What do you think you're connecting to there? What do you think about it?
Well, it's hard to say, you know, because you never know. You know, one thing I've read is that you got to be careful because you never really know what you're connecting to. And when I opened the channel, the cosmic channel, if you will, I asked my spirit guide to come through, and asked multiple times if I was speaking to my spirit guide and if this was safe, and the answer was yes and yes and yes. And so then I continued asking. So, you know, I'm hoping that's, you know, I'm having faith. I'm having faith that that's who I'm speaking to, and we'll see, man. I'll keep you updated.
Yeah. I'm definitely interested to know more. Anyways, thank you for the call. Thanks for being the first call.
Yeah. Thank you, man. Cheers.
All right. Take care of yourself.
See ya.
Always fascinating to hear people that are super interested in the paranormal, you know, start to dabble and then actually, you know, get some results from that kind of stuff. It's really, really interesting. So if you've ever experimented with Ouija board, you know, one of those little finger trap things, you know, that sparks some paranormal activity, I'm going to call the show. But just like that, the lines are open and you don't even have to wait anymore. I didn't get to explain it fully. Thanks to all of these amazing supporters for the show. You can now call and be in a queue. There's a call queue now. Thanks to everyone. So if you got a story you want to tell on air, call 1-833-703-0424. But we already got one on the line. Let's go to the call. Welcome to Cosmic Channels. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, man. My name's Alan from Austin, Texas.
Woo! What's going on, buddy?
Hey, man. I have an amazing story for y'all. I've been wanting to call y'all forever. Never could get you guys live. But I've heard a similar story like years and years ago. It was someone called you guys, and this happened to me. I was probably like 16, 17. My girlfriend at the time, me and her would like to lay down in our hammock in a backyard. And there was this really bright, like, light in the sky. And me and her were staring at it. And we would listen to you guys. And I know you guys would always say, like, keep your eyes in the skies. And we'll stay outside for hours, literally just staring out. Because we used to live in, like, the middle of nowhere. Nothing, like, close by.
No light, not a lot of light pollution?
We lived in, like, a ranch town, basically. Okay. So nothing for miles. And every time we would notice that bright light, it would start to move around. And almost like if we acknowledged its existence being there, and it would start to move. And we were doing that. It happened for like a month of me and her like looking at it. And I've always wanted to call and tell you guys this story because at that time, someone had called you guys and said the exact same story that, but they were like in Canada or I can't remember where they were from, completely different from where I'm from.
There's quite a few of these kind of stories. It's funny because we have two people that have written in very, like, now that you're telling me this story, it's fascinating because we have two stories that have been written in that are very similar to that. This light that they notice is weird and then almost moves when they pay attention to it. We also have talked about, you know, Charlie Red Star, which is a famous UFO case up here in Canada where, you know, people almost thought it was mischievous, right? And they named it. Because it was in a UFO flap back in the day, and it was seen by, you know, all over Manitoba and northern United States. So it's fascinating. What do you think it is?
I listen to you guys all the time, and by like my sisters and girlfriend always been labeled a conspiracy theorist, and I always told them, man, I feel like that's a UFO. And they would be like, dude, you're crazy. That's not a UFO. Because I told them, man, I feel like as soon as I acknowledge it, it starts moving. And it sounds crazy, but as soon as I feel like I acknowledge it, it would get up and start moving. And my girlfriend saw it several times, and she would still tell me, like, nah, it's probably just a coincidence. And, like, I would be like, no, I don't think so. Look, and I showed her your podcast, and someone written the exact same story. And she was like, no, that's a coincidence. I don't know what. And I kept on telling her, man, I swear it's a spaceship. It happened for like 2 months straight. Every day I'll go to the backyard. Me and her would be waiting there for about an hour, and that we would notice the light. And as soon as I told her, just look at it and acknowledge that that's not a star, or just like stare at it. And then it would slowly start moving in like weird patterns, and it would just disappear.
It also kind of like, it also is fascinating to me to think about, like, you know, what your conscious thought like has, like, we know it has power over stuff, right? The double slit experiment, you know, atoms change when they're being watched, right? Like that kind of stuff. It's fascinating stuff. But like, what it sounds like to me is like you at one point had witnessed like a UFO flap, right? Whether whether at the time you were 100% convinced or not, but like, this is a story that I've heard, you know, several times now, of these people being like, it was around, I would see it, you know, time to time over the course of a couple months, and then I've never seen it since. What can you describe exactly what the light looked like though for me?
It just looked like an overly large star in the sky, and it would always be there before like the sun would fall. So there wouldn't be many real like stars out.
Yeah.
And so I knew it wasn't a star, because there's no way there would, in that time of day, there would be that bright of a star. And it just looked like an overly bright star until me and her would stare at it, like not even for more than maybe less than 30 seconds, it'll start to move after noticing it.
Well,
and it would be,
there's a, we, you know, I don't know if we'll have time tonight for me to play it, but I have a story that I got Dan to read that's, you know, very similar to your story. And the person added a photo. And because they said the last night they saw it, this thing just shot, like, they were like, they finally were like, you know what, I'm going to film this thing. And the second they went to go film it and took out their camera and turned it on, the thing shot away, and they caught a tail glimpse of it in the camera before it took off. And he's like, I don't know, I've never seen it since.
This might be the craziest coincidence, because I have an iPhone 6 with me that I've carried forever just for this, because I took a video of it with my iPhone 6 at the time. And not even like a, maybe the next day, like 24 hours later, my phone broke. That was probably just a coincidence. But I've been trying to get it back to work, and just where I can recover that video. I don't remember my password, and but I still have it there on my phone just for that one reason, because I took a video of it moving, like, it was moving super, like I know a plane wouldn't ever be able to make that, those kind of turns. And I took a video of it for I can show it to my family, because they were calling me crazy. And then my phone broke the next day by coincidence. But
get that phone fixed, man. Get that phone fixed. You gotta send that in, because I got other pictures, so I want to see if it lines up.
Yeah, and I know you guys hate dreams. I don't know if this was a dream or not. That month, I kept on having, like, maybe because I barely started listening to you guys like every single day, but I kept on having the weirdest dreams of me being abducted at night.
Oh shit.
While this was happening.
God damn, I wanted to call the dream police, but this is so interesting with already the sighting. Can I get you to do me a favor? Can you call back another time and we'll get into your alien abduction dreams?
Yeah, I would love to.
Let's save
I'm so
that.
Glad I got to get,
let's
get,
save that for a part two. We'll keep the lines open so some other people can get on too. Thank you so much for calling. I need that picture, and I'm gonna need you to call back, and we're gonna get into those alien abduction dreams.
I got you.
All right, buddy.
All right, man. It was a pleasure.
Your Honor, I'd like to present to the ladies and gentlemen of the jury with Exhibit B, a bag of Sweet Tango apples.
Mmm, boy, these apples are delicious.
And zesty? And sweet.
Best I ever tasted.
Your Honor, I object. Overruled. Court dismissed. We need to recess to the grocery store for some Sweet Tango apples.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at sweettango.com.
Fascinating. You never know. It's so weird. It's so weird that we've got so many interesting flops, but the lines are hot tonight. We're going right back to the lines. Cosmic Channels, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, my name is Dylan, and I'm calling from North Carolina.
What's going on, Dylan?
Not much. I have a story about an unidentified creature that I saw one day while I was driving.
I love it. I love it. I love it. We haven't had an unidentified creature call in a hot second here, so I'm let's get right into it. Break it down for me.
It was insane because one morning I live near the Blue Ridge Parkway, and so I was going up there to watch the sunrise. So I left my house at like 4:30, and then as I was passing through one of the last towns before it gets to like really country area, before it gets to Pisgah, and then I can go to the Blue Ridge Parkway. I was just driving and I was I had my bright lights on and there was something in the distance that was like reflecting light, and I was like, what is this? And I thought there was a bicycle, and so I was just watching it, and then all of a sudden whenever my lights actually hit it, it was like this tall gray being that had long arms, and it was it didn't have a huge head. It was like very proportionate to its body, but it was like very tall, gray, skinny. And then like as soon as my lights hit it though, it jumped off of the side of the road, like over a ditch and it just into the forest. And I was going to slow down and like shine my flashlight up there to try and see if I could see it, but I got kind of nervous, and I was like, I don't really want to know whatever. Like, I don't want it to know that I saw it.
Yeah, dude, that is terrible. You gave me shivers here. I know this is an impossible task, but if your best guess at the height of this thing when you're coming around the corner, was it hunched over, straight up and down?
It was like, it was a little bit hunched over, like its arms reached like down towards its knees. Like its arms were extremely long, and it was very skinny and very tall. And like, I don't know, I think that what was reflecting was the lights, because it was like looking, and like I swear I like looked at it in the face, and then it was just gone. Like it was like, if it was a video, it would be like a couple of frames. Like it was so fast.
And you know, I just got to ask the standard questions. Any drugs or alcohol involved? I know you're driving, so don't plead the fifth if you have to.
No,
just curiosity.
No, I was like, I was very sober. Like, okay. I had just woken up and I was excited to get out to the parkway to take a time lapse of the sun coming up. And so I had some like some coffee that I was drinking, but no, I was completely sober, and I'd been up for about 30 minutes to an hour at that point.
Now, I know you said it was so fleeting, but did you get any kind of look at the face?
It was like it was so fast. The eyes were big. Like, it kind of reminded me of like a tall gray, but like the head wasn't very big. And also like the depictions of a skinwalker, that's like what I saw.
Because, you know, but when you say that, because I was, my mind's kind of been jumping to a couple things. I'm like, well, did he maybe see like a tall gray, or did he see like a skinwalker? Did he see, you know, like, you know, there's sightings of werewolves, or you know what I mean? Like people, all sorts.
Yeah.
Of, so I'm trying to be like, what exactly did this guy see? I'm trying to think of the ones. What are those ones that are, you know, the urban legend where it's like it might be just a skinwalker I'm thinking of in my head, but they sometimes, you know, there's been a couple photoshopped ones on captured on hunters cams and stuff, but like, you know, kind of that same description.
Oh yeah.
Right. But terrifying. How have you felt since seeing it? When was this? How long ago?
It was on September 25th. Like, I've remembered, it was at almost exactly 5 o'clock. Like, it might have been at, like, 5:01, but it was, like, exactly 5 o'clock on September 25th. And
what year?
Like, yeah, I don't know. It's, since then, like, I think about it all the time, and I've always wanted to call in and, like, share, because I've only shared with my brother. And then I was trying to share the story with a couple of people at work the other day, but they were looking at me like I was crazy.
Well, I mean, it's startling. It's startling when you have these kind of experiences and you're like, you're like, I don't know what I saw. And you're looking for answers. Yeah. And then when people haven't seen it, they're like, yeah, you know, you get that. Okay. All right. Yeah. Okay. But it's like, you know, I've talked to tons of people that have had, you know, various sightings, whether it be, you know, Bigfoot or spheres in the sky. And it's like, you know, these people, it's just weird things and you want answers. You're like, what is this? How do we not know about it?
So perplexed since then. Like, I've always wanted to witness something. Like, one time I witnessed, like, a star, or not a star, a light in the sky, and it was, like, moving weird. But other than that, I had no experiences with, like, paranormal or, like, like spirits or anything like that. I saw that, and I've just been, I'm like, anything is possible now. Like, anything that people talk about, it could be out there.
I keep trying to check the chat when chat has questions, and someone in the chat said, what kind of tea? They're curious. They're saying that some herbal teas are known to, like, open things, so they're just kind of wondering what kind of tea you had.
I was actually on coffee then. I almost said tea, but I switched over to tea recently. But at that point, I was still drinking coffee, so I had a cup of coffee.
Yeah. Well, how many espresso shots in that coffee? Because caffeine, you know, a couple. Right?
It was just a drip at home that I made. I had a few sips in, but it was nothing crazy.
Have you gone back to where you saw it? Do you drive past it ever?
I drive by there to go to a national forest that's near there. So I drive by there like once a week usually. And every time that I drive through that area, I'm like, what could it have been? And like, it's just insane. And I try to look in the forest to like see like where it could have gone. But it's just like forest up through there. So I really, it jumped out of the road so fast and it was just gone.
Okay. I got one other question for you. Seeing what you saw, does it kind of spook you from going into the woods?
Since then, I used to love going and camping and stuff and hiking like in the evening and stuff. But ever since then, like whenever I go out to Pisgah National Forest and hike, I'm like, I usually try to get out of there by sundown now because of the feeling. Like, I'm like, I really don't want to see whatever that was while I'm out, like outside of my car or something.
Yeah. Well, yeah, especially like, yeah, I mean, we've all heard abduction stories and, you know, people do go missing in the woods. Sometimes mysteriously. So it's, you know, there is unknown out there. As much as, you know, people don't like to admit it, there's still a ton that we don't know. And, you know, especially in the woods, man. David Polita says, never go in the woods alone. man, thank you so much for calling in and sharing that story. Awesome.
Definitely. I appreciate your show, and hopefully I'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Yeah. Take care of yourself.
Have a good night.
Oh, unreal. Just a fascinating story. God damn, I can't, you know what? You guys, the lines are so hot, I can't even tell people to go. If you're listening on Instagram, go check us on Twitch, follow our YouTube. Thank to everyone supporting the show. Let's get right back to the lines. Let's keep it while it's hot. Cosmic Channels, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, it's Fernanda Corona.
How's it going?
I was like, it's good, it's good. I was actually just on Instagram, but I had to switch over to YouTube.
That's the ticket. I just figured out how to stream this on Instagram. Causes me nothing but problems. So if you're listening to this, watching there, you're interested in the show, YouTube, Twitch, Facebook, anywhere else, it's more of an experience.
I know. I've been following you guys for a couple of years now. You know, it's great. You guys are doing a great job. But I wanted to share my experience. So I've basically been exposed to paranormal, like, since I'm really young. It started when I was, like, 7 or 8, and we moved into this rental house, right? And basically, sorry, I'll just go right into it.
if you're painting a picture, paint the picture. I don't mind.
Okay.
So if it's giving good context to the story, paint away. I'm not going to cut you off here.
So basically, it was like a very small small house with my two sisters and brother, my parents. And my sister started dabbling with witchcraft and the Ouija board. I believe the Blair Witch Project was, you know, all boom, and kids were getting into that.
Yeah.
So as a lot of people know now, you know, Ouija boards are portals. Yeah. Obviously, they didn't know at that time, and they started playing with it, like, you know, constantly. She also started doing hypnosis. And obviously she did not know what she was doing. She was like 14, 15. And when she started practicing it, she started doing it on me. And, you know, her little sister, I'm over here, like, I was like 7 or 8.
And that's crazy because you're open to it. You're 7, like you believe it. At 7 years old, you believe it. And that's powerful in itself.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm just like, okay, I'm going to play a game with my sister. And she started doing this, and it was called the Seven Doors. So basically, she would take me through every door in the hypnosis and to tell me to open it and then to tell her what I would see. And then she also did, from what I remember from what she told me, a hypnosis where she took me back to a childhood memory. Anywho, all this is going to add up at the end, but she started dabbling with the Ouija board and all that. Well, she ended up bringing a spirit into the house, and this thing started manifesting. And when I tell you it started manifesting, it got to the point where me and my younger sister started waking up with, like, scratches, like, on our backs, right? And then, obviously, negativity, that stuff, parents, you know, arguing, all that type of stuff. And then there was three very strong things that happened in the house, and they all happened to me. For some reason, and I think it was fear, this thing gravitated towards me. And the first one, I was like one of those little girls that would, like, write on her diary. And I was, we had twin beds in one of the bedrooms, and I was literally on the bed writing. And I kid you not, this thing, whatever it was, sat down, and you saw the print on the bed, like, just go down. And it was round, like if someone sits. Yeah. And I remember.
And you feel it. Like, unless you had one of those, listen. You know, if you're listening to this show, none of us had any of those wine mattresses where you could jump on one side and you're not spilling the wine. It's not what we had as kids. You felt if someone sat down.
Yeah. It was a twin bed. You know, it was one of those that you go to, like, those big markets. And my dad was trying to save money. So, he, you know, it wasn't, you know, like the smart ones now or the no, it was just a mattress. And when I tell you it formed. And I got up and I ran to my mom because I was so scared. And then the second situation I had just gotten out of the shower. And, you know, as little girls, we have long hair. So I'm like sort of bending over, you know, shaking like with the towel, just drying my hair. And I come up because I'm right in front of a mirror and I see a man standing behind me, but all I see is from his nose up. And I turned around towards my back, and I'm like, Mom, is Dad home? Because with the moment I turn around, there's like no one there. All I saw was from the nose up. And I was like, okay, you know, my mom was like, okay, there's something that's starting. So she was praying over the house, but that's all that we would do. And then when it got really bad was I was going to wash my hands. I was running to the bathroom. I was playing around, probably running around. And the moment I was going to wash my hands, my body starts like shaking, like from the waist up. And my little hands were trying to grab onto the sink, but I couldn't, like they would slip. And I remember that I wanted to sort of like cry, but then I laughed a little. And when I tell you this happened within 30 seconds, like I was able to grab on a hold to the counter. And then literally, like, I looked at myself and then I ran and I told my mom. Of course, at that point, my mom's like, okay, we need to bring a priest into the house.
The big guns here. We need some professionals.
Yeah. So she did. She brought a Catholic priest. We were Catholic at the time. And she brought a Catholic priest and they came in, they blessed the house, but we ended up moving out. And, yeah. Years later,
it didn't follow you guys?
It did not. Okay. Thank God it didn't attach, but it opened up something in me. So I became very sensitive to those things. And, my parents got divorced and we ended up moving. And we were living with my dad, and there was something in that house, you know. And once you get older, you know, you're with your siblings, you joke around. So we would sort of say, oh, there's a ghost in the house, and we actually call it a roommate because we sort of became very acclimated to it being there. And when I tell you guys, like, I would be doing my makeup. I was in college. I would be doing my makeup, and the curtain would move, but not slightly, like the whole thing. And it got to the point that we were so acclimated to it that we would just be like, stop. And the thing would stop, you know. Or I had the laundry bin, like the top of the laundry bin, like it just went in the air and it flipped and it fell on the ground. Like it would move out of nowhere. And, you know, I started having dreams, and then I had a few premonitions, and I was like, okay, you know, I was older. So I was just like, I need some help because what I'm having is not normal. I later spoke to a lady, and she was a medium, and she also read tarot. And I, you know, gave her the whole explanation. And basically she said that when people are hypnotized, or anyone that does, regression, when they do regression therapy, what it does is that it's like people that go into a coma. They become more sensitive to all these type of energies. That's why when people go into coma and they come back, they're able to see and they're exposed to so much. So when you're hypnotized, the same things happen. Certain things with you open up and you just become very sensitive. And I know my mom later in life, one time she was at a grocery store, and it was around when I was 15 or 17, and this lady came up to her and she was like, one of your daughters has a gift, and if she doesn't get close to God, like, she's going to lose it. So I think maybe I had the gift. It was just dormant, and my sister dabbling with that stuff, it just made it stronger. But I honestly, I have so much respect for all that stuff that I never decided to pursue in it or, you know, take advantage of it. I know a lot of people, like, it excites them, but I just have so much respect because it's very dangerous. And if you're not in the right frequency, those things, whatever they are, they attach to you, and they can make you even ill.
And I don't think the people that it excites them. Even your story is fascinating, exciting. But like, yeah, people going and looking for that stuff, they're going to be hard to find, because I do think that some of these, whatever they are, spirits or poltergeists or whatever sticking around, are like, they're almost, they're looking for, they're like, not always predatory, but they're looking for someone to feed off of, you know what I mean? To gain power. Yeah. So it's like, they want that energy from, from someone, and that source is not from someone that's searching for them, because that's not what they're looking for, right? Like, they like you worried. They like you thinking about it all the time. Like, that's kind of my theory
anything
on it.
Anything that messes, I from what I've known and the little that I've studied, is anything that will bring your frequency down or your energy down, whether it could be, you know, life problems, that how we're feeling. I also know that alcohol brings your frequency down, believe it or not. And you can look this up. This is the Maya or something like that. Or I can send you guys an article later. I'll DM it to you guys. It makes you more exposed to that realm, per se. But I don't know. Honestly, like, the other day, my camera in my house, like, it turned on, and there was a whole bunch of,
Just the CIA. That's not ghosts.
No, it was I have the ring, right?
Okay.
It's outside and inside. Now, it's just, you know, there wasn't anything. It, like, I got, like, 5 alerts, like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The thing is, since in my case, I've been exposed to it my whole life. So when things like that happen, honestly, I don't think, oh, it's something paranormal, or, oh, it's this. No, you don't think that. You sort of just become, like, very, like, I don't know, like, it just, oh, you're like, oh, you know, like, you don't think about it. But there was, it was 3 o'clock, dude. It was 3 o'clock. That's what scared me. And I got the alert, and I kept getting the alert, and I turned it on, and there was a whole bunch of what do you call them? There was like little things floating around.
Yeah.
And I just honestly, I freaked out. I just don't have the guts to pursue whatever it is I have.
I know it's a real catch 22, because it's like, you don't want someone knocking, and you don't want to know what you're like. I want to know what's on the other side of the door. And then you put a camera, and then you see what's on. You're like, I don't want to see. I don't like this either. You're like, you're really, really damned if you do, damned if you don't situation here with the door technology.
It's crazy. And then, you know, with everything going on, and like, I think everyone feels it. You know, we're just, I think the veil's getting thinner. I think we're all starting to see more stuff.
Oh, I think everyone, I 100% agree with you. Something's up. Something's afoot. I don't know what it is. I can't put my finger on it, but I think everyone's feeling that way.
I think it's the people that are dabbling with it, and whoever it is, whether it's private institutions, whoever it is, I think they did something
and messed colliders, everything up. Smashing particles, opening stuff they don't know about. Who knows?
Yep, exactly. But it was such a pleasure.
It was so nice having you call. So thank you so much for sharing that insane story. Wild, absolutely wild. I love getting stories like that, because I love personal paranormal stories. Yours sounds like Ed and Lorraine Warren could have visited your house at any point in time.
Oh my God, dude, so. I kid you not. Like, I still to this day, like, I can't believe. Like, it's an actual testimony. And I have so many more, as you can imagine.
Perfect. Well, call in another time. I want to hear more.
Yeah, definitely will. I'll be in contact. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for sharing your story.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. I love it. I love getting people's personal paranormal stories. I've had them. I think a ton of people have. You know, listening to that, mine were never that serious. And if yours weren't, that's okay. Share them, because people have similar stories, and it just, you know, it's, you start to kind of connect them, and people will say something that maybe you didn't think of. So it's always important to share those stories. And just like that, someone's back online. Thank you guys so much for tonight. It's been just awesome having everyone call in. Let's go to the lines. Cosmic Channels, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, man, it's Benzie. Remember me, man?
How's it going?
Just kidding. Just kidding. It's Mad Max from the Wasteland. Brother, how you doing?
What's going on, buddy?
Oh, not much, man. Just calling from the shitty part of Sydney, Australia.
You're calling from Oz right now?
Yes, mate.
Dude, isn't it like February 3rd over there? I don't even know how time works there.
You got missing time phenomenon.
Yeah. Well, you're in. So,
1 you can, p.m. You can, on Friday.
Can you just admit right I'm now on air you're really calling from South Africa? Can we put this to bed right now?
Yes, okay, I'll admit it. I'm calling from South Africa.
What do you got for us tonight?
It's all true. The stories are true. Man, I've got a heap of stories, short stories. Maybe I can rip out a couple and then call back later with a few. But what should I start with? Men in Black?
Yes. Are you going to sing it?
This isn't my story, by the way. This isn't my story. It's a
friend of a friend.
No, I'm not. It's a girl I used to work with, top chick, you know, you'd marry her if she was hot, but yeah, really cool chick. Worked with her for about 5 years. She told me a couple of cool stories when we used to, you know, chat about this sort of shit. And she told me that her mother back in the 60s used to live in inner city of Sydney, like not far from the, you know, the central business district. She reckons she was out putting the garbage out, I think, or collecting the mail, and this car was shooting up the street, doing about fucking 80 clicks on a suburban street. And she looked up and saw it from right down the bottom of the street. As it went past, she noticed it was a really weird fucking car. It was like it was a 1966 or 67. And this car looked like it was from the late 90s or the early 2000s, you know, when they started getting all bubble shaped.
Yeah.
Started looking like that, and then she got a good look at the people in the car. There was like four guys, all really tall, in dark clothing, and their heads were almost hitting the roof of this car. And it looked like you guys have Turagos, an 8-seater Toyota van.
Yeah, I'm familiar.
Kind of looked like one of them.
Okay.
Yeah, kind of looked like one of them. And so, and she noticed a neighbor two doors up was also out the front, and she had her mouth open like, what the fuck was that? And this thing tore up the street and then turned around the corner, and they just looked at each other going, what the hell was that thing? And she didn't see the same sort of style of vehicle until about, you know, like I said, the late 90s, early 2000s. So that's that story.
Let's break that down for a second here. That is...
Yeah.
Because I've heard... I've heard stories of like people seeing ghost cars and like shit like that in the woods, and on an old way, like hearing like the old car horn. I have never heard of the reverse phantom car, where she saw like fucking Doc Brown, you know, ripping around a corner trying to hit 88 to get back to the future. This is it's fascinating. Like, because this makes me think. It popped an idea in my head that I wanted to break down with you here. You know, because we've talked about the stone tape theory, right? Where like these moments are preserved in the earth, the energy or whatever, and it replays or whatever. I've never thought that, you know, time for us is just linear. But if it's truly time isn't linear, then maybe, you know, there's these stories in the past of people seeing these things from the future and having visions from the future, right? That are just the earth remembers kind of thing, right? It's like the, you know, kind of plays into that stone tape theory. Very interesting.
Well, that's it. You know, it's some weird time phenomenon, or, you know, I don't know, maybe it's some weird fucking alien tourist bureau that, you know, lets you tour Earth dressed as a human in some sort of human-like vehicle.
Yeah, maybe. It just seems like such a weird fucking... I'm just saying, if I came back in time, I'm not driving a Toyota van. You know, I'm trying to probably get something a little cooler looking. Right? How many people were in it? Right? Like maybe it was a utility thing. Right? It wasn't. They're like, you know, this is what's gonna work for this trip. There's six of us. Right? We want to be comfortable. All right. Give me one more short one.
Well, I'll give you actually one more from hers. Well, should I tell you mine? I had a bit of a sighting when I was. When I was a rock star back in the day, I did a gig up on the north coast of Australia somewhere, and we were walking back to a house party, and I was walking with this girl, and I look up into the sky, and I saw a shooting star, and I looked down at her, and I said, did you fucking see that shooting star? She goes, what? And then when I look back up, my eyes just caught sight of this thing way up in the fucking atmosphere, like fucking as high as it can be without being in the fucking stratosphere, and it was just shooting across the sky. And it was like a semicircle shape. It was, from what I could tell, like a beige color or a really light brown. And on each wing, it had two dark squares. and I thought it must be a military aircraft because it was just so fucking high and so fucking.
Well, you guys got that weird base. You guys got that weird base out there in the desert too, right? I can't remember what the name is. We talked about it. We talked, Pine Gap, yeah. Right, where like people have said they've seen like planes like just kind of just disappear into like the mountainside and stuff. So it's like, you know, would I be surprised at all? Like, what a great place to test if they had some sort of, that's a, to me, middle of Australia to test some super weird.
Yeah, for sure. Well, this was the coast. This is pretty the most populated fucking coast of Australia. So, well, I did hear stories a couple of years later that the Americans, we caught them. The Australian radars picked up the Americans testing the B-2s and they were flying over trying to, you know, evade us and we got onto them and that was, you probably haven't heard that one, but that was a little.
Well, they've done that. They've done that too with Canada, and I because it's like we're such close. Where it's like it's, you know, we know about it, but they're basically testing their capabilities with like an ally, where they're like, we might do a test
without telling them.
Yeah, and let us know, like, you know, we may in the next 3 years run a test. Just let us know if you pick anything up, and then it's like, you know. They're just trying to see like
if Australians, well, man, Aussies, well, we fucking shot down the Red Baron. You know what I mean? We get everyone out of the fucking sky.
You own the skies.
Yeah. So, and the funny thing was, about 2 weeks later, I was in a nondescript fucking dive bar somewhere in Sydney, playing a game of pool with this dude, and we got onto this stuff, and I said, "Man, I had a sighting just 2 weeks ago," and he goes, "Man, I had a sighting 1 week ago," and he told me his story and what he saw. And he described exactly what I fucking saw.
That's interesting too, because that to me makes me think that, you know, it two things. It's something's being tested there, or, you know, when we hear about these like consistent reoccurring sightings, it's, you know, a lot of times it's attributed to a UFO flap and we don't realize it in the moment, but like after, when we go back and we kind of look at these things and group these sightings together, we realize like, holy shit, there was a big period of time there where there was a heightened activity of UFO sightings and then nothing, right? So it's weird. It's always weird to me, right? Now, I mean, Australia has, you know, how much rare, you know, plant and animal life do you guys exist nowhere else in the world? We've kind of talked before about, you know, these rare kind of things to Earth might be of interest to extraterrestrials.
Why not? Yeah, setting up a zoo somewhere.
Yeah, sitting in the space zoo.
Yeah, but I'll call back another time. I've got a bit of a Yowie story directly related as well.
Beauty. I can't wait to hear it. Make sure to call back. I want to hear it. So we do that every week. We do the same thing. But hey, listen, you know what? Shoot me a message. I'm going to make a collect. Shoot me an email, cosmicchannelspodcast@gmail.com, because I've got a couple other Australian people that want to tell stories, but this time doesn't work for them. So if I can collect enough of you guys, I was going to open the lines in the morning here, so it's at a better time for you guys on the weekend one time, so I can just get like an Aussie hour.
Maybe Aussie special.
Yeah, an Aussie special. And maybe I'll get maybe I'll get Byron to come and host it. Maybe I won't even host that one.
That Drongo.
Yeah, so just,
no, he's all right.
Just let me.
Yeah,
let,
man. Well, I don't know what the problem is. It's fucking 1 p.m. over here.
Is it? I think people at work, maybe.
Late or early. Well, I'm meant to be working now, but I'm about to crack my first beer.
So. No, you know, like I could cheers. I could push tonight 4 or 5 hours to give it in the evening there, right? Even Friday evening there, once a week. So
yeah. All right. Whatever you want to do, man.
All right. Hey, take care of yourself. Thank you for calling in.
See you, man. Talk soon.
Bye. Yeah, that's a little Australia call or South Africa. Who knows where they're, who knows where they're really calling from, right? You know, we can't be sure. Any of those Australians, only one I know lives in Canada. Fascinating though. It's always interesting that the seeing in 1966, seeing a car that you don't see again for, you know, 20, 30 years, very interesting to me that would happen. It just makes me think of, like, you know, the stories what we've heard about those people in the woods seeing the old cars and stuff. You know, maybe it works both ways. While there's a little bit of a lull, got huge shout outs to so many people today. If you're helping support this show is completely crowdfunded. Everything that we raise in the show, I've been putting right back in. So thanks to everyone that's supported the show. We got some donations from our, you know, regular Clayton. Clayton's absolutely been smashing. I actually think this pushes him to the top supporter of Cosmic Channels. Julissa, thank you for the donation. All this goes back into the show. I don't know what happened. I used to have the PayPal. There's a QR code and there's a little thing. It's paypal.me/cosmic channels. I actually have no idea what happened to it. That's so weird. It's a modern day mystery, but what great stories this week, first and foremost, like absolutely fascinating Cosmic Channels. And if you're listening, and I get it, sometimes when you're calling in to shows and the radio and stuff, you get that just weird nervous, and that's totally fine. I get it too. I still get it when I call the radio. Call me. We can work through your story together. You know, other options are write me a message. Write your story in an email, cosmicchannelspodcast@gmail.com. Write out your story. I'll either read it live on the air or I will find someone and get someone to read it and post it live on one of the shows during the lulls. There's plenty of ways. You know, we have a voicemail now since last week, since we upgraded lines, but it's only 3 minutes. So, I mean, if you got a really quick story and you want to leave a voicemail, feel free to do that. The other thing, if you want to have any questions or comments, if you want to call the line is open 24/7, all year round, but it only dials for me now between the hours that I have it open. So it goes right to voicemail from now on. So you can feel free to leave a question, leave a comment. You know, if it's funny or if it's interesting, I will play it on the show from now on. We got a couple comments, a lot of weird lights in the sky around Prince George, BC. And no, it's not our crackheads. Get some pictures, call in. I want to hear about these lights. I want to hear it firsthand from people who are there. If you don't, you know, I want another caller. We got time for one, maybe two more callers. 1-833-703-0424. Is the QR code not working too? Someone in the chat saying, holy hell, how am I messing it up? I did what you said and it didn't work. Let me see if I can pull this up in real time. Probably not, but we will see. If I can, let's see if I can do it really quick here, fix it. Got it? There we go. Look at that. Fixed it. It's on there now. Just Cosmic Channels, paypal.me/cosmicchannels. It's on there now. But, you know, thanks to everyone who's been calling and making this show. If you're watching this show on Instagram, Instagram's the hardest to stream to. I'm going to keep doing it because we got a ton of followers that are active Instagram users. But please go subscribe to our Twitch. We have Twitch, Cosmic Channels, Instagram, Cosmic_channels, Facebook, Cosmic Channels, or it will always be streamed on Alien Theorists Facebook and Alien Theorists Instagram. But I'm slowly working on having Cosmic Channel stuff just so when people are messaging and stuff, it's a little easier for everyone. You know what? If the calls, I'm going to give someone one more minute and then I'm going to play a pre-recorded call here. Hopefully it works. There's no promises. So chat, I'm looking at you. I'm going to try to play something. Let me know if it's quiet or not. It shouldn't be, but you never know. I might be able to fix it on the fly. We're trying new things. We're growing the show. Been doing everything. It's you know, it's a work in progress. We're getting there, but it's your guys' show. I just host it. So all right, well, I'm gonna give you let's send you over to Dan, and he's got a nice little fan story. Remember, chat, let me know if you can hear it because I cannot tell once I switch screens. All right, I'll be watching the chat.
Hi, I'm Dan with Alien Theorist Theorizing, reading a fan submission here for Cosmic Channels. After hearing the Charlie Red Star episode on your other show, Alien Theorist Theorizing, I felt it only perfectly fitting to tell my story of what I would consider to be my own Charlie Red Star. A little background info first. Our family has a vacation home in Bridgeton, Maine. Side fact, Bridgeton happens to be where Stephen King based a lot of his novels. Well, that, yeah, okay, that tracks. From it is a good-sized house sitting on about 60 acres, which most of which being woods. It is a two-story, older-looking farmhouse with a wraparound porch and a long dirt road driveway with old, hand-built from the late 1800s rock walls on both sides. There's a cemetery at the beginning of the driveway. What? It's fucking spooky. Was your house based like what Stephen King wrote his stories based on? Jeez. There's a cemetery at the beginning of the driveway, which isn't uncommon in that area. Not relevant to the story, but it makes it a bit creepy. I just want to paint a perfect picture. The closest neighbor's house is about 200 feet behind us, which is a vacation home to whoever owns it and is hardly ever there. The other closest homes are at the top of the street a quarter of a mile away. Other than the field, the rest of the surrounds are woods, and through a clearing in the tree line behind the house, you could see a mountain, Shawnee Peak. If you were to walk out the front door of the house and step off the porch and walk straight ahead 50 feet, you would run into our fire pit. This sits on a corner of the grass field measuring around 6 acres long. Okay, enough of the background picture, story time. It was a long weekend, and so a small group of six of us decided to go to our main house for what we call a brain reset. The group consisting of my cousin Steve, friend Dan, and his girlfriend Heidi. My girlfriend at the time, Bri, and myself. It really all begins Saturday night. Now, I had mentioned it was a long weekend having Monday off, but we would need to leave early, as for Bri was a dog walker, watcher, groomer, and had to take care of some pooches Monday. Saturday was typical hanging by the lake and swimming, followed by taking our woods beater Jeep out for a rip around the trails we made, and playing board games in the house. The night was creeping up, so we did like any other night and got things ready to start a fire at the fire pit and do a last-minute look at how many beers were left for the night. Having the fire started, now dusk set in, and my cousin Steve noticed at the opposite corner of the field something a little strange. A red light. Just hovering in one spot. Looking like a star, but brighter and seemingly moving. He tells us to watch it, and we oblige. Trying to figure out if it's moving or if the trees are swaying and it's our eyes playing a trick on us. I only caught a quick glimpse of it before the tree line made it disappear. After it leaves our line of sight, it didn't seem to reappear. We continued to talk about it for some time until we drank enough to forget about it. The only odd thing that really stood out for me was no aircraft flying that low in the area due to the mountain directly behind us, except the local seaplane. But that wouldn't fly at night, and this light we saw didn't have any blinking radar lights, nor did we hear any noise. Fast forward to the next day. Having made the best of what we could, Sunday time came when we decided it would be best for us to leave and get a jump start on traffic. Driving home, I noticed a red light in the sky. It seemed to be the same light we saw the previous night. It appeared a bit ahead of us above the tree line and slightly to my left. It almost looked as if staring into a plane's headlights, but bright red. And again, no radar lights or noise. I tried to point it out to Bree sitting next to me, but the trees happened to be my worst enemy, and a cluster of trees blocked out the light. I knew the road well enough that coming up was the causeway, an opening where they keep a ferry and the seaplane docked up alongside many shops. I knew I would get a good view of whatever it was. At this point, I was thinking it was Mars, close to Earth and reflecting the sun or possibly a Chinese lantern. To my disappointment, the causeway did not show whatever I saw. However, continuing the drive a few traffic lights later, I see it again, this time on my right side. How could it have switched sides if it was Mars? The road we had just driven down was almost perfectly straight. I instantly get Bree to look at it, and she does see it this time, not getting the best view, and then guess what? more goddamn trees. It is Maine. There are a lot of trees in Maine. I would believe it. Lucky for me, I've driven this road countless times and know that about a half mile up the road is a field on both sides of us, enough to get a good open sky view. And it didn't disappear this time. There it was. I told Bree I want a picture of whatever it is. Maybe I can zoom in and see what we were looking at. I pull the truck off to the side of the road and throw on the hazards and jump out. She does the same. I walk around to the front of my truck, never breaking eye contact with the object in the sky. As I'm staring at it, I reach in my pocket to get my phone. As I'm pulling my phone out, that thing takes off from a complete standstill, looking like a shooting star, only different. It blinked out. There's no other way to describe it. It left a trail like a shooting star, but red, and toward the end of the trail, just blinked and it was gone. I don't know what we saw. I immediately called my cousin and told him to look at the sky. Again, telling him my story. This is not my only time seeing this Charlie Red Star, but definitely more memorable one. Anyways, I hope you like my story. I have some more, and will be sure to write them in. Sorry for it being a bit long, but once I start writing, I can't stop. And we hope you don't. Love the show and everything you guys do. You guys make my workday tolerable. Cheers, everyone. Kyle. Thank you, Kyle. I'm Dan for Alien Theorist Theorizing, and I'm happy to read your fan submissions for Cosmic Channels. If you have a story and you're maybe a little bit too nervous or a little shy to read it out on air, you can go ahead and send it to cosmicchannelspodcast@gmail.com, and you never know who's going to read it on air. Thanks.
Woo, we're back. So, you know, just like that, unfortunately, you know, all good things must come to an end. And with that, the Cosmic Channels are now closed. Thank you. Huge shout outs to everyone who called in today and watched. It was our largest concurrent viewers today. So thank you so much for supporting this show. And, you know, I can't do this show without your calls. So thank you to all the callers that called in and told your amazing stories. And I hope it's inspired some of you that have been sitting in the sidelines here to call in future shows. We'll be back next Thursday with Cosmic Channels. For everyone watching other than Instagram, stick around. We'll do the shareholders meeting. For everyone else, the Cosmic Lines are now closed.
The jury find the defendant Sweet Tango Apples guilty on all counts of being the crispiest, sweetest, zestiest, most delicious tasting apple you can buy.
Order! Order in this courtroom! Bailiff, come back here. Where are you going?
I'm going with them. I want some Sweet Tango Apples too.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at sweettango.com.